Wednesday for April 16 broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. And I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. And it's a blessing to be with you today. We've got some precious scripture. Of course, all scripture is precious. I'm aware of that. Someone asked a preacher one time, they said, what is your favorite portion of scripture? He said, the one I'm in at this particular time. Now, we all have special verses that mean so much to us. I was just telling the folk at church just recently, 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. That was the first verse, the best that I remember, that I memorized after I got saved. And that verse has served me well over all these years. And if you know me, you know that I really love the prayer of Jabez. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. Let thy hand be with me, or that thy hand would be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from the evil, that it may not grieve me. I don't written prayers, but that prayer, I pray that prayer, try to pray every day of my life, and I really mean it. God granted it to Jabez, and I want him to grant it to me as well. Well, we're in 1 Peter chapter 4 now as we continue our series, back basically to Ezekiel chapter 8, where God shows Ezekiel why he had to go far off from his people and had to send the children of Israel into captivity. God brings Ezekiel back in the spirit, back to Jerusalem, back to the promised land, and reveals to him, shows him what all the problems were. Basically, it was idolatry and all the sins of immorality that went with idolatry, and you'll always find those two going together. And so he shows him why he had, God shows Ezekiel why he had to send Israel into captivity. And that has brought us into the letters to the churches in Asia Minor that we find recorded in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. And right now we are looking at the church at Philadelphia, and we find that God had a tremendous commendation for this church. The church at Philadelphia was one of the two churches that he did not have to rebuke in the letters to those seven churches. The first church was the church at Smyrna, and it had suffered tremendously, and there is no rebuke to that church. The church at Philadelphia was an obedient church, and they were really carrying out the word of God. And in chapter 3, the Lord says concerning the church there, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Well, for now, for some time, we have been looking at this matter of keeping God's word and not denying his name, especially as we come into post-Christian America and looking at the situation we're facing here and asking God to give us grace to keep his word and not to deny his name. That has brought us into 1 Peter chapter 4. We have been here for several broadcasts. And on the last broadcast, we were looking at the great responsibilities that we have to consider the fact that we will be facing suffering and that we are, first of all, we are to arm ourselves to be prepared to suffer like the Lord did in chapter 4 and verse 1. Dear Lord, do bless us now with thy word in Jesus' name. Amen. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. And men that he no longer live the rest of his life in the time of the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Now he said our past life has taught us a lot of things, how we lived before we got saved. But now God has saved us, and in saving us he's changed our lives. And the old crowd we used to run with think it strange that we run not with them to the same excess. Now he goes on to say that we should be watching and praying because the end of all things is at hand. Verse 7, But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Now that's where we got up to on our last broadcast. And now we have come to a tremendous truth. By this truth in my Bible, my preaching Bible, I have a big star by this verse. I've got this underlined. For in our desire, in our quest to please the Lord and to serve the Lord, we find here an excelling command or commission that our Lord has given to us. He prioritizes a matter for our lives that we must take heed to. This takes us down an avenue, if you would use the Word of God as a roadmap, takes us down an avenue that we need to travel and we need to spend a lot of time on. I'm referring to now 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8. I believe the Bible literally. And here's what the Bible says, and above all things. Above what? Well, in particular here, this matter of suffering and the matter of being sober in all things and watching and praying. And above all things, he said, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Verse 9, use hospitality one to another without grudging. So here he says, and we're going to read also in this particular sub-series, if we want to call it this, of this series of messages, that God prioritizes things in our lives. We'll find this to be true in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 regarding spiritual gifts. We'll certainly find it true in 1 John chapter 4 regarding our relationships. And we're going to see it also in several other places in the scriptures that God rates and ranks fervent love one for another, love for him and one for another, as being high and exceeding in his will for our lives. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. You know that there are three words that's used for love in the Word of God. There is the word eros, which refers to a sensual type of love, a fleshly type of love. And then there is the word phileo, which refers to a brotherly type of love. And then, of course, there's the word agape, which refers to a God type of love. Now, this is what we're looking at here. The word agape, or its derivative, is translated as charity. We find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we find it here. And dear friend, I want you to notice where this is in God's context, the context of God's Word here. Here he's giving us these important teachings, these warnings about suffering that's coming. When we get to verse 12, we'll be told to not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, that is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. And he said, now, above all these things, you keep this paramount in your life. Above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Or a godly love shall cover the multitude of sin. Now, this is going to take us, as I said, we're going to be looking at this matter now of the superiority of the excelling of love for the brethren. And he's not talking about some fleshly lust here, but he's speaking about agape love. He's speaking about the love that we get from God. We love him because he first loved us. You are very familiar with that. Now, all of this is just an introduction. God willing, on the next broadcast, we'll get started in this, what I believe is one of the most important of series that we can enter into in studying the Word of God and make application to our hearts. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. This broadcast is targeted for midweek. I hope you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church. If you cannot be and you have access to the internet, we would ask you to reach us at www.calbapt.org, www.calbapt.org, or if you have access to Roku, the program Roku. You can reach us there, the Calvary Baptist Church Ministries on Roku as well. Well, Lord bless you. Been good to be with you today. Please join us next broadcast if you can.